Chapter 5. These are the details concerning the blessed Polycarp, who, together with those from Philadelphia, was the 12th person to testify in Smyrna. But he alone is especially commemorated by everyone, and he is spoken of in every place, even by the nations. For he proved himself not only a distinguished teacher, but also a notable testifier, whose testimony all desire to imitate, because it was consistent with the good message of the Anointed One. Having overcome the unrighteous chief by his patient endurance, and thereby having gained the crown of immortality, he rejoices with the envoys and all the righteous ones, glorifying the Almighty God and Father, and blessing our Lord Jesus, the Anointed One, the Savior of our souls and helmsman of our bodies, and shepherd of the universal assembly throughout the inhabited earth. Therefore, you indeed requested that the details should be explained to you at length. But for the present, we have set down a summary by our brother Marcianos. Therefore, when you have learned these things, send the letter to the other brothers further on, that they may also glorify the Lord, the one who makes a choice from his own servants. Now, to him who is able to bring us all by his favor and goodness into his eternal kingdom through his only begotten boy, Jesus the Anointed One, be glory, honor, power, and greatness throughout the ages. Salute all the holy ones. Those who are with us salute you, and you, Aristos, who wrote the letter, along with his whole household. Now, the blessed Polycarp testified on the second day of the first part of the month Xanthicus, 7 days before the calends of March, a great Sabbath, at the 8th hour. Now he was arrested by Herodes, when Philippos of Tralles was chief priest, and Statios Quadratos proconsul. But Jesus the Anointed One reigns throughout the age. To him be the glory, honor, greatness, a perpetual throne, from generation to generation. Let it be.